Hello everyone, and thank you for coming. Today I will introduce you the tool that we use internally at RTE, and that's also open source. In the back, can you hear me? Can you hear my voice? Louder? Okay, a bit louder. So today I will introduce Antares Simulator. So yeah, it's a tool that's been open source since 2018. It changed license. So at first it was licensed under GPL, but then we changed to something like MPL for reasons that I can't explain. But
I can if you'd like after.
Yeah. So first I will introduce how it works. So the idea is very simple. You have a set of interconnected areas, so a network. That can be countries or regions, whatever you prefer. And on each of these areas, you have some power consumption, like residential, industrial, cars, electric cars. On some areas, you have some dispatchable production, so production that you can control with technical limitations. For example, you cannot start a nuclear reactor instantly, and you also have some non-dispatchable production, and more of it, which cannot be controlled or very little. And we also have links in interconnecting the different areas. We've also some limitations on the flux, on the import and export capacity. So the modeling is very simple because it's aimed at very long-term simulations. So we keep it simple. We don't have nonlinear stuff and things like that. It's just linear optimization in the back. So the very basic equation is the following. It's the balance constraint. So for each area, you have to produce enough energy to satisfy the load. But you can also use, you can also import some energy if you need it, and you can also export some if you have too much. I have to talk about the two terms in red. So the unsupplied energy and the spilled energy. So these are, slack variables. So we give our system a little bit of slack, because if we don't introduce these variables, we get infeasible problems, problems that have no solution. And our users, basically, they like it when there's no unsupplied energy or as little as possible, because it means that the electric system is correct, is adequate. And spilled energy is the contrary. So we have to produce too much, for example, non-dispatchable energy, and we cannot evacuate that production into the network. This is a problem as well, but not in general. Unsupplied energy is much worse than spilled energy for our users, at least. The idea is, we get a lot of data from climate scenarios, from load, wind, solar. Some of these are connected. And so we establish Monte Carlo scenarios. And we also have some data coming from energy producers, like outages, maintenance scenarios, and also inflows for lakes, rivers, concerning the hydro generation. So we mixed all of this together with some consistency to establish some scenarios, a lot of them. In general, it's 1,000 scenarios, but sometimes it can be more or less. So I really like this explanation. So we take one scenario for load, one scenario for the wind generation, and so on. And these are linked, one scenario for hydro, and so on. And so we mix them to establish years. So a year is actually a Monte Carlo scenario. Years are independent, so there is no memory. There is no memory for between 1 year and another. So it helps us for parallelization. For example, we can parallelize years. So it's really nice for us. And then we can have some curves, some stochastic results, because all of this is probabilistic. And for example, the expected loss of load or such indicators. And our users, they watch it, these peaks very, very carefully. I didn't talk about unit commitment. It's quite technical, but it's about simulating the how the dispatchable production works and how we start some thermal clusters in order to satisfy the demand. So we have quite a few users and reference study. For example, internally at RTE, we have winter and summer outlook that are done with Antares simulator. So these studies are used mainly in order to assess the adequacy for the next season. So this would be not so long term, but medium term. We have the French adequacy report, which is more like a legal obligation on our part of the French TSO. So we have to publish a report every, I think it's every 2 years, in order to comply with our legal obligations. We also have some R&D studies about